Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Now, if you see our Lord Mayor out and about wearing the same outfit twice, it's something she does regularly. She might wear it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times or whatever because she wants to save the environment. There were Lord Mayors, male and female, in the past who would only have worn an outfit once and then thought that's been showing off the old chain. So I'll hang that one up and we'll get it. We'll get a new one. The Lord Mayor, of course, is Kate Nicol. Lord Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. You have been repeating your outfits, but this is something that you have decided to do, and you're also prepared to buy second-hand clothes.
I'm not just prepared to buy second-hand clothes. I have been. I wore a second-hand dress to the topping out ceremony of an £85 million new building in Belfast, and I'm going to be wearing as many second-hand outfits to high-profile events as I can in the year.
So when you buy and wear, I have to confess, I've never worn secondhand clothing, and I know I'm going to sound like as if I'm anti-saving the environment. I'm totally totally not. It's just I wouldn't feel comfortable putting on somebody else's trousers.
Yeah, well, this is really interesting. So for me, it's really it really comes from kind of two areas. The first is that we produce far too many clothes anyway. We buy more clothes than we need. I think there was a report that Barnardo's did in 2019 that said British people will spend up to £2.7 billion on clothes during the summer that they'll only wear it once, you know. So it's having a massive impact on the environment. But also there is stigma attached to charity shop and secondhand clothes buying, and that's something that I'm particularly conscious of. You know, as a teenager, we didn't have very much money in my family, and I would have had to buy a lot of my clothes from charity shops, and I never told my friends about it. I always felt a bit ashamed about it, you know, and I really want to use my role and my platform to try and address that stigma as well, so other teenage girls who maybe were in the position that I was don't feel ashamed and actually celebrate it, because it's something that helps our planet.
There's quite a few online options too for buying secondhand, the likes of Depop and eBay, and there's a long list of them. Is that something, as a modern woman, that you're into, or are you still scarring the Save the Children outlets?
Both, everything. I bought a dress from Depop last week, and it just arrived. It's great. I'll tag you in the picture, Frank, when I wear it. But yes, I think it's very important that we do look at how we can buy clothes from different platforms. I think charity shops are fantastic because obviously it's supporting such a great cause. You're getting a bargain, and you're also helping to slow down this fast fashion cycle. You know, there's so many retailers that now have maybe 20 seasons in a year, and that puts so much pressure on people to be up to date and up to trend. So I think there are a lot of things that the fashion industry need to do, but I also think individually, in adjusting our own behaviors, then that will add up and force the industry to change as well.
This is a message really to people who queue up, and I'm not going to name any stores, but there are people who queue to get into certain stores that sell clothes that aren't going to last very long, very cheaply. That has to be negative in terms of the environment.
Well, Well, listen, it is, but they serve a purpose. You know, we know that in the past kind of 18 months, it's become incredibly hard for people. These clothes are far more affordable. They serve a purpose for a lot of people who just can't afford to buy more expensive clothing. The issue is that the fashion industry contributes to around 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions. We know that a lot of the big retailers burn and dump unwanted clothing rather than finding other homes for it because they're worried that's going to impact the price. You know, there's so many issues. So yes, the fast fashion outlets are to blame, but we can't blame retailers who really just are looking for affordable clothing. You know, I think we can adjust our behavior and how much we buy, but not demonize the people who are looking for bargains and just raise awareness of where you can get bargains in other areas, you know.
Should we be shaming the very wealthy who are showing off their new trainers and wearing them once and never wearing them again and leading from the front as influencers? Should we be embarrassing them slightly?
I don't think shaming anyone is generally a good approach, and I don't think it necessarily creates long-term change. I think what we can do is raise awareness of different ways of buying garments, of not using them as much. And I think that's really what I'm trying to do with my platform as Lord Mayor, is to show that, you know, everyone can buy secondhand clothes. There's no stigma to it, and to raise awareness around the impact that it's having on our planet. There's a fantastic organization called Haru. I don't know if you know them. They were behind the recent collections for the Afghan refugees, and they're helping charity shops sell more profitable items online. So they're an e-commerce site, and they actually set me this challenge this month. As Lord Mayor, I have an environmental challenge each month, and they set me this one this month, which is to not buy any new clothes, to only buy secondhand clothing, which is what I'm doing, and to help raise awareness of the impact fast fashion has on the environment. So I think what we can all collectively do is try and engage in that a bit more, raise more awareness about the impact buying too many clothes has on the planet, but also encouraging people to keep using their clothes, to extend the life, and also to consider buying secondhand clothes too.
And just briefly and finally, you mentioned the Afghan refugees, and a lot of people from here have been donating clothes. As a matter of fact, they ended up getting almost too many clothes. What happens? How quickly do those clothes get to people who need them? Just briefly.
I think they're going pretty quickly. My understanding is they're on their way to Calais. I think that's where the Haru and another World Belfast ones were going. But the ones that weren't used will be put into other charity shops. And I think that's another thing. It's an important message. You know, we're a very kind, welcoming, inclusive city, and I definitely think we can be doing our bit to welcome Afghan refugees to the city. And that's something I'm going to be doing next week, is putting pressure on the executive. I know people in Belfast are very keen to play our part, so I hope that there's action around this soon.
Yeah, I was writing about that in the Belfast Telegraph actually on Saturday. I think we do have to reach out a helping hand at this present moment in time. Lord Mayor, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's the Lord Mayor Kit Nicholl with us here on the U105 phone-in. So are you wearing second-hand clothes? And what's the first thing you do? You wash them? Of course you wash them. But then do you wash them again a third time? You know, at what point do you think, oh yeah, I'm really comfortable in someone else's clothes? That's what's making me hesitate. Do let us know. 0289033105. How active are you in the second-hand market?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.